Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week I want to begin a series called Fighting the Good Fight of Faith. Regardless of what difficulty you may be facing today, what challenges may be against you, the Word of God gives us an encouraging report. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, "Fight the good fight of faith." That's a good report or good news to us who are believers because it calls the fight of faith a good fight. And it's only a good fight when you win. Do you know that in the scriptures, if you search them out, that the only fight that we're ever encouraged to get involved with is the fight of faith? And 1 John 5, verse 4 tells us, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Your faith, your ability to confidently trust in God, His Word, and His character by the grace of God and with His help, because faith itself was placed in your heart by God, that faith will bring you to the place of victory and cause you to overcome in every situation where you will rely upon it. The good fight of faith will bring you to the victory side in marriage, in finances, in family problems, even in situations in your workplace or problems with neighbors or relatives. The good fight of faith is the way to address every single situation that you are dealing with today. King David was an amazing leader and a warrior, as we find out studying 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel and the various scriptures that talk about his life. And one amazing thing about David was that he won every military battle he was ever involved with. What was his secret? We are going to study the secrets of David this week because he was a man after God's own heart. He trusted fully in God's ability to bring him the victory. We see that over and over in his life. He relied upon God in every situation where he was going out to battle, and his trust was definitely in God and his ability to provide, as opposed to trusting in himself and in his military strategy or in his own methods of warfare. Instead, King David relied upon the Lord, and the result was always victorious. God wants you to face every situation in your life knowing that His ability in you is more than enough to bring you the victory. God wants you to have victory in every area of your life, and yet He was well aware that you would face difficult problems. The Bible does not deny difficulties in life or encourage people to stand in denial of difficulties or problems that they are facing. On the contrary, we find Jesus' words in John 16:33, where He forewarned His disciples when He said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The word tribulation there means the pressures of life, in one translation. In this world, Jesus said, you will have pressures of life, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, Jesus in you is more than enough to overcome your marriage problem, your financial problem, problems with children, neighbors, relatives, or even the most difficult boss you may have ever encountered in your life. God wants that victory for you. But where do you begin this good fight of faith? Let me encourage you in this way. The very first thing with any military battle that's going to take place is that you must identify the enemy correctly. As we have seen in recent events in the United States with the terrorism issues, that the very first problem that the U.S. leaders faced was identifying properly, correctly, the enemy, so that they did not undertake military operations fighting against the wrong foe. It is the same in the spiritual realm. It is very important that you correctly identify the enemy in whatever problem you are facing. And let me say this to you. Many, many people, Christians especially, seem to often misidentify the enemy that they're dealing with in their particular problem. They literally identify the enemy as their difficult spouse, or their problematic boss, or their unscrupulous business partner. God would say to you, as he has told us in his word, that Satan is our adversary. Ephesians 6:12 gives us a clear picture when it says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood." Let me say this to you, people are not your enemy. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This is a description of the spiritual battle and the rankings of the spiritual hosts of darkness that are arrayed against every person, human being on the earth. And they are arrayed against every human being, believer or unbeliever, that is on the earth for this very reason. They hate and abhor those who have been made in the image of God. Human beings are the only created being that has been made in the image of God. Satan, when he rebelled and took all of his hosts, the third of heaven, with him, understand his hatred was against God and everything he stood for, and then later on against those who had been made in his image. Satan is your adversary, not your difficult boss, your unscrupulous business partner, or anyone trying to cheat you or do you wrong. Understand, Satan is opposed to that person that he may be using to cause problems in your life. He's very opposed to them. He wants to destroy them. Jesus told us in John 10:10 that this thief, referring directly to Satan, comes for these reasons: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan wants to destroy the person who perhaps he's pressuring or using in some way against your life. He wants to destroy them. He wants to create problems in them. And then, of course, with his pressure coming to bear against them, they may be reacting in ways that cause you a lot of problems. Understand, Satan is against them as well as he is against you. And it may only appear to us that the person who's giving us the trouble is absolutely just personally opposed to us. Understand this. When things are pulled back and you can really see in the spirit, you will understand that Satan has arrayed himself against that individual to steal, kill, and destroy, to destroy their hope, to destroy their life, to destroy their health, to destroy their finances, to destroy their mental health, their emotional well-being, and those reactions that person's having that may end up coming out against you are just a reflection of the pressure that individual is under. And then you, on the other hand, if you begin to fight back against the person, you are missing the battle altogether. Satan is standing back laughing, having a field day, because his opponent, the person he's opposed to, both the individual being used to harass you and you yourself, are both caught up in a battle that never can be won. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You are not going to win or have victory in your circumstances if you keep thinking the enemy is an individual person. The enemy is Satan, your adversary, the thief, the murderer, the liar that he is, and he's opposed to every human being made in God's image. He may use people that give you grief, so to speak, but understand, it's not about them. It truly is about the spiritual battle that's against you and that other individual as well. Especially in a marriage situation, recognize this. Satan is the enemy of your marriage. Therefore, he is desiring to bring strife and hatred and division and selfishness and every possible strategy against your marriage. It may seem like your spouse is being phenomenally selfish, phenomenally insensitive, amazingly lacking in understanding, and you have opposed yourself to that person and you're trying to fight with that person and make them understand. That is not the proper way to fight the good fight of faith. You need to identify the enemy as Satan, your adversary, coming against your marriage or whatever scenario you may be in right now. And then recognize that you have to fight in faith using the word of the living God. We have to rely on His word, fight the situation in faith, standing on His word, believing God will bring to pass the victory He's promised you when you walk in faith. This is a vital component for you to win the fight that you're in. And understand again, the only fight we're ever to get involved in is not involving human beings, but it's the fight of faith, taking the word of God, taking God at His word, applying it to our lives, and standing by it, and standing opposed to the spiritual forces that are against you. And you do it with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith will protect you from His fiery darts while you're pressing through this battle. But you must take that sword, which is the word, and use it to fight the good fight of faith. Identifying the enemy is the very first part of having victory or walking towards victory in your fight of faith. Do not look at the human being as the enemy. Look at Satan as the enemy and do some warfare with the word of God about your situation. Now, that's all the time we have for today, but tomorrow I'm going to talk about another specific strategy that's vital for your victory in fighting the good fight of faith, so join me tomorrow. If you'd like further study on this subject of faith, this month's Hidden with Christ Ministries is offering a 6-tape series entitled The Just Shall Live by Faith. For any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, just ask for The Just Shall Live by Faith, and we'll send that out to you. I know it'll help you learn what faith is, what are obstacles to your faith, and how to walk by faith. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.